All right. Well, to begin, let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you again for this opportunity that we can come together, that we can share, that we can learn and inspire and encourage one another. And we thank you especially for being with us throughout this day. We ask now you'll send your angels as well. Open our hearts and minds to hear your voice. Speak through me now, Lord, that I will be an encouragement to those around me. We pray in your name. Amen. Well, I wanted to start off with just sharing with you a few quotes, inspired quotes, on health and how health is truly a ministry and how it's important in our ministry. So, a few important reasons for active health ministry. The principles of health reform are found in the Word of God. Do you believe that? Have you read a few of them? There's several quotes. The gospel of health is to be firmly linked with the ministry of the Word. And you know, a lot of times people say that God is concerned about our spiritual health, but he's not concerned about our physical health. And that's not true. They go hand in hand more than we realize many times. And health can be such a partnership when we are sharing the Word of God. And as Sandra mentioned, it's the opening wedge many times. It is the Lord's design that the restoring influence of health reform shall be a part of the last great effort to proclaim the gospel message. Now, to me, how can we ignore it, right? If it's part of this last great message, we have a work to do, don't we? Just instruct and allow God to do the moving of hearts and actions. And I want to share with you, when I first got into the health ministries, some of you attended my very first health retreat workshop, which was probably now about 13 years ago. And, you know, I was not health director at that time, 13, 14 years. And I worked with a pastor, and I said to him, you know, I just have this feeling. It was before we had a lot of retreats here, and I said, I just feel inspired that we got to get the people to come out into the country, into nature, and share with them health and healing. And he said, you know, that's a great idea, but it'll never work. People won't come. And so I was determined, and we did it anyways, and it's become an annual thing since. And I got all excited about it, and within a year, I ended up taking on the position as health director. And I started to work with a man some of you might know, Dr. Reuben Lawrenson. He now teaches at CUC. And I have to say, he was, you know, my role model kind of thing in life when it came to nutrition. And I had the privilege of working with him when I worked at the eye clinic, Gimbel Eye Center, when I was an eye technologist. And he was this nutrition doctor there, and he said to me, you know, Darlene, let's go out and let's start teaching these people things. We could do cooking classes together and just start doing some seminars. And I said, you know, like, you, me, talk in front? No, I don't think so. But he encouraged me, and before long, the two of us started doing it. And at the time, I lived in Calgary, and if anyone's been to the Calgary Central Church, it's a large church. And it was a Mark Finley series that was happening, and maybe some of you have done this a number of years ago. And we did a cooking school to begin with, and then we showed the Mark Finley presentations to follow. And so Reuben and I put a lot of effort into this program, and we hand-delivered tons of flyers door-to-door, and advertised on the radio, the newspaper, and we followed everything that was outlined. And so we got there at the church, and we set up, and I had baked bread. The first night was bread making. And I remember making 80 loaves of bread. And the gymnasium, all the chairs were set up. We were so excited. Everything on display. We had hostesses and hosts, and we had parking people to help, you know, where to park. I mean, we were expecting a big group here. And so here it was, 10 to 7, and it begins at 7, and our first person comes, so everyone takes their places, and we're all excited, and we greet them over and over to find their seat. And about 10 after 7, we decided we probably should get started. And I stood up front with the gym, you know, half full at least of chairs, ready to put more out if needed. And I had about 6 in the front row. And half of them were helpers. And I have to tell you, I looked at these 80 loaves of bread, every kind of bread you can imagine, braided bread, raisin bread, whole wheat bread, multigrain bread, round bread, every bread, laying on this table beautifully, and my arms started to shake as I started to think how I have to demonstrate all these kinds of breads yet for 6 people. And I'll admit, I was discouraged. I was really discouraged. And all the way through that evening, I got through it. But in the back of my mind, I was talking to God. And I was saying, you know, Lord, I just don't understand it. This is for you. Where is everybody? You know, I went door to door, knocking, delivering flyers, and you send me, you know, how many people? 2 of them were community. And so by the end of the evening, and we were taking things down, I said to Reuben, do you really think it's worth doing the next one? It's a series of 6 or 8 weeks. I said, you know, maybe we should just cancel it and reschedule again in the future. And Reuben, the most positive man I know in this world, says to me, you know, I think we should just go home and pray about it. Let's just pray about it. So I left. And all the way home, as I said, I wasn't too happy. But I was tired of the silence, so I turned on the radio, and I'm not a radio person, but I turned it on, found a Christian station, and there was a pastor preaching. And he started to share about Jesus and his time on this earth. And he expressed how when Jesus went into a multitude and people were sick, he could have healed them all. He could have healed them all in one word, couldn't he have? But he didn't. He pulled each person out individually, spoke to them, and met them one-on-one, and met their personal needs. At that moment, I knew God was speaking to me, that is what I need to do. If only one person comes, I need to give the same effort as if 100 people were in attendance. And so with this ministry that has been, ever since, something that I follow, that I give my same effort no matter how many people show. And that's what we have to do with any ministry. You know, God is the one that does the healing. He's the one that does the directing. He's the one that works the hearts, not us, right? So keep that in mind with whatever ministry you get into. Because I've been in both ends, where I'm the speaker, and I've also been where you're the organizer. And it's a lot of work, organizing, and it can be disheartening. But just remember, we're just planting those seeds. Courage, hope, faith, sympathy, love, they promote health and prolong life. A contented mind, a cheerful spirit, this is health to the body and strength to the soul. A merry, rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine. The body must be kept in a healthy condition in order that the soul may be in health. The condition of the body affects the condition of the soul. What I read in the left is showing mentally, if we are healthy mentally, if we are happy, if relationship-wise we're good, then this is going to affect our body health-wise, isn't it? But to the right, the same thing. If our body is healthy, then our minds can be healthy. And it works both directions. If God is going to speak to us, how does he speak to us? Through our minds. So we must have a clear mind. God calls upon us to give attention to his requirements and avoid dishonoring him by dwarfing the physical, mental, and spiritual capabilities. The text says, so glorify God in your body. Do we take that text seriously? A lot of times we think health is an option until we get sick. Hold up the principles of health reform and let the Lord lead the honest in heart. They will hear and believe. So do not drive the people, lead them. This is one area I have found, especially with health, that we can scare people. We go, you know, either direction when it comes to health. When I first became the health director, there was a lot of healing to be done. I would go into churches, and literally the elders were sitting on the edge of their seats waiting to usher me out. And I didn't know that until it was all over, and they told me, we are waiting to usher you out, because every health speaker we've had before has just caused chaos. And that's what we have to remember. We have to meet the people where they are. Meet them one-on-one. Meet them for their personal needs. We're not there to hammer it down their throats. We're there to show them something good. And they'll catch on and they'll accept that. Such as preaching that there is no eternal life unless they follow these laws of health. Many times, health does play a part in our salvation if we don't have a clear mind. And if this does keep communication between you and Christ. But this isn't the way to approach it. This is something they've got to experience firsthand. I wanted to give you an example of what happens. I was just Googling, actually, finding some pictures once for a PowerPoint presentation I was doing, and I came across the Seventh-day Adventist forum called Health and the Three Angels Message, I believe it was. But it was basically, this was the topic of health was part of this third angel's message. And so it was a forum where people could go on, ask questions, and have discussions. And I was just blown away by this one conversation. I thought I'd share it with you to kind of give you an idea. And this person, his name was Anthony at the time, according to this. And he's kind of the host of this website. So he gives some Ellen White quotes on the relationship effect of the mind on the body. And he ends with the question for discussion, how's your mind? Fine, fair, good, right? So this person, first one to respond, ready for a discussion, he says, my mind is doing great. Do you have any areas of health you wanted to discuss? So here's this person coming on, open-minded, wanting to discuss health. He doesn't feel he has an issue with his mind, and so he just wants to discuss health. Shockingly, Anthony responds, who told you that your mind is doing great? Who or what do you compare it with? You know, Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Do you have the mind of Christ? Being that he is our pattern, do you think like him? Do you behave like him? So my question is, how's your health? Now you can tell from the guy's response, he's kind of taken back, and he's kind of going, wow, okay, how should I respond? And so he responds, oh, okay, yeah, my health is fine. So again, Anthony responds back, and he says, you're not reading the whole thing. You stopped at, how's your health? Oh, okay, yeah, my health is fine. Now that sounds like my son when he doesn't want to listen, or when he's trying to be a wise guy. Question, has the gospel been received in its purity and power in your life? Do you have any health issues you are concerned with? The man responds, yes, I suppose I can find some health issues if I try hard enough. Yes, I do. I have a sore back. And then he leaves the forum. Now another man joins, and he asks his advice on some dust allergies. And this is the response he gets from Anthony. I'm not sure of where you live, but by your name, it would appear that you're from the Middle East. Not sure, however, if you would, what does your diet consist of? Any or most allergies do come, at least in the U.S. here, from dairy products. I've seen people here with that same claim and suggested that they stop the intake of dairy for a period of, say, 1 to 2 weeks and see what happens, and they'll usually come back and thank me. At that point, I point them to God because God is the one that gave me this knowledge. How much water do you drink? And I'm talking about the water in your coffee. Now this man responds, haven't had a drop of coffee in 30 years, thank you. But Anthony doesn't give up there. He goes on with more advice all at once. So you ready? You already have a vegetarian lifestyle. Well, check the intake now of your water. And what is your intake of raw food? Are you familiar with the term New Start? So I think you get my point, don't you? This is not what health ministry is about. It's about making friends, not chasing them away. And it's about meeting their needs. Wherever the truth is carried, instruction should be given in regard to the preparation of wholesome foods. God desires that in every place the people shall be taught by skillful teachers how to utilize wisely the products that they can raise or readily obtain in their section of the country. So go to their area, go and meet them where they are, and teach them to cook with foods that they're familiar with. Don't tell them they need to go to India to find a spice to make this dish taste proper. The work of the health reform is the Lord's means for lessening suffering in our world and for purifying His church. Sometimes the way we preach and teach health, we actually increase suffering, I think, in a different way. And we're supposed to be lessening it. So teach the people that they can act as God's helping hand by cooperating with the master worker in restoring physical and spiritual health. Now, some are from Yellowknife. I didn't expect them here. This is very exciting. One of my best favorite trips was Yellowknife. And I have a picture of Pastor Dar and his wife down there, and you might recognize some of these people in the pictures from the Yellowknife Church. But this lady up here to the right, I just wanted to share with you on, you know, a couple of testimonies of how great the health ministry can be. And this lady, her name is Violet, and after the workshop, she had come up to me. Actually, I'll just read you what she has sort of written. She says, God works in mysterious ways, and I've recently experienced God working in a life-changing way. In 2002, I was diagnosed with high blood sugar levels that required me to take medication and regularly test my blood. And then in early 2012, my doctor told me my blood level was up to 19, and that was on medication. Now, keep in mind, a healthy blood level is 7. My doctor told me that if my blood level didn't decrease, my medications would have to increase. I was not happy with this news, and I did not want to take more medication. So in February, she attended the workshop that I had held there with the church, and over the weekend, she talked to me very briefly, and she let me know that she was suffering from diabetes, and I wasn't aware of her sugar levels or any of that information at the time. But she went home very excited, and I had no idea of this, but she basically went home, and she had done a cleanse, and then she had called me up and told me she had done this cleanse and what her sugar levels were, and asked me what she should do as far as the diet goes. And so I started to share with her some ideas for menu planning for breakfast and lunch and supper and so forth. And she went in, she said she went in to see her doctor and she shared what she was doing, and her doctor just laughed at her and said, when your body gets back to normal, go and have your blood testing done. And he handed her some forms. But she said it didn't sway her at all. She stayed on course and she continued to follow the strategy plan. And so within a few weeks, she went and had her test, and the blood sugar levels at that point without medication was 5. Isn't that amazing? And she did that in 4 weeks. That's outstanding. But the best part that excited me was, she wrote at the end, the news of my blood levels, Darlene's seminar, and the Bible-based health principles I am practicing have increased my faith. It was the hand of God in my life. That is the encouragement. You know when you're being used by God, and that is so exciting. The health work bears the signature of heaven, and it'll open doors for the entrance of other precious truths. There's room for all to labor who will take hold of this work intelligently. Instead of looking upon an observance of the laws of health as a matter of sacrifice or self-denial, they will regard it as it really is, an inestimable blessing. Every gospel worker should feel that to teach the principles of healthful living is a part of his appointed work. Of this work, there is great need, and the world is open for it. And that is the truth. Fort McMurray was another place that was very exciting to me. Flying up there, it's an oil and gas town, of course, if you've ever been up there. And this was the first time that the church was doing a health seminar, and they weren't sure what kind of turnout they were going to have. The church was a little bit nervous about how much to spend, such as their advertising and the hall rental, and it was going to cost to fly me up and all the above. But they decided to step out in faith. And so I arrived there, and Friday evening with the person I stayed with, a man had called there and wanted to speak to me, and I got on the phone, And this man wanted to know how much of my weekend was going to be spiritual. How much are you going to be talking about God and how much is health? And so I told him, well, tonight, Friday night, will be spiritual, and tomorrow morning will be. But tomorrow night is just all health. That's it. You will feel comfortable. There is no, you know, spiritual concepts there. And on Sunday is a cooking school. So he said, okay, I'll see. I'll think about it. It might come Saturday night. And so, anyway, Saturday night came, and we were shocked. The people were lined up out the door as they were registering, and it was a really cold night with lots of snow on the ground, and we ended up with 80 people in that hall. But interesting, I had walked past and was just putting on my little microphone and such, and in this huge lineup of all these people chattering and talking, I heard one voice stand above the rest, and I recognized it instantly as the man's voice I had heard on the phone. And I turned and I looked at him and I said, are you Bill? And he looked at me and he said, I am, if you're Darlene. And we shook hands. And I thought, you know, I am praying for this man specifically, for his voice to have stood out like that. I was so excited. And so that night, he drilled me, and he drilled me hard through all my lecture. He constantly was asking questions, and I was answering them. And the next day, the cooking school, he came back, and he came back with friends. And at the end of the cooking school, I had videos from 3ABN that I had done, and I said, you know, I'm giving these out to anyone who would like one. And he flew from the back right to the front, and he said, I'm first. And I said, well, they're spiritual. They've got scripture and different things. I don't care, he says. Give me that. And you see, he was so closed to the whole idea of anything being spiritual. But as soon as you get personal, and there's nothing closer than health, right, personally, you can break down those walls. Now, the interesting thing is, when the weekend ended, there was a man from the community who actually was from Okotoks area, had come all the way to Fort McMurray and was visiting. And at the end of the evening, he said, I am so blessed. This was incredible. You know, we need more of this kind of stuff. And how were your funds, as they said to the head guy? And he said, well, we're a little short, but we're okay. You know, we didn't quite make it pay everything off. And he said, well, how short are you? And the man said, we're about $1,000 short. And he sat down and he wrote a check for $1,000. Isn't that incredible? So that was exciting. And so then I was booked on my way to the airport. They said, you must come back next month. I said, well, I can't come back next month. So I talked them into 3 months. And when I came back in 3 months, the hall was packed again. And interesting, the church didn't do any advertising. There was one man who had sat in my second or third row who had taken just a few, this is one thing I tell people, just choose one or two things to work on that I've shared with you. Take it home and see what it does for you, and that's what he did. And he was so excited, he ended up printing off charts. He had been a diabetic for 20 years, and he printed off these charts, and he went to the televisions, he went to the radios, he started showing these charts, and he said, you know, and it's the Seventh Day Adventists, and don't be scared of them, they're the nicest people in the world. And he did all their advertising for them. And when he got there, he was shaking my head, and I said, you know, he says, such a privilege to meet you again. And I said, well, I don't know who's more famous. I think you are. These people are here because of you. And he got up and he held a jar of quinoa up, quinoa grain, and says, she told me to eat quinoa. And he shared the couple of things he did. And he said, if I had this many results with just the couple things I did, imagine if I did everything, she said. And, you know, and the fire just kept going from there. So you've got to believe, and you got to keep trusting God. Teach people it is better to keep well than to learn how to cure disease. And so what you've been waiting for now, finally, are the health expo ideas. And so there's lots you can do in the field of health. But if you're saying, well, I don't know how to put together these talks, or I don't know how to attract the people, the Health Expo is an excellent tool because it does it all for you. And it's something that's free and people like free. And they'll come and it's hands-on and it's a lot of fun. And so this afternoon, for those who were in my workshop, We kind of went through it and we've set up the booths, and we want to give you an opportunity this evening, if you'd like to experience it, to go through a health expo and try it out. But you have to be patient with us, because instead of 3 months planning, we had, what, 30 minutes at that? And we might be a little short on a few hands, and so we'll just try our best. And if there's anyone who's done health expos in the past that would like to help us with some of the booths, let me know. And we can spell each other off, and if you want to try out running the booth as well as try out the booth itself, we can do it all. And tonight is just your chance to experience it and to check it out. The Health Expo kits can sometimes cost a fair bit of money, and we know that the churches don't necessarily have the money to invest into something like this unless you're doing it all the time. And so through the conference office, we've been blessed to be able to purchase an adult health expo kit as well as a children's health expo kit. So if this is something that you see that you think you can do in your community, with your church, call the conference office, and I'll pass the buck. Everyone can call Irma, but she's the one that you would book it with and be able to use it in your church. So this is a wonderful resource tool that we now have available to you. So are there any questions? Otherwise, give us 10 minutes or so to kind of find our ways over there and get the booth kind of active, and then you can come as a participant and have some fun tonight. It's going to be at the primary building, and hopefully it'll be a little warmer. I just finally started to warm up now. Any questions? All right. Oh, tomorrow's workshop, by the way, in the morning, is a repeat of what I did this afternoon. So if anyone wants to learn about how to operate health expos beyond what we do tonight, then tomorrow morning will be that workshop. Okay.